Okay, it's going to take us just a moment to set up for our skit, so if you'll bear with us. Children, come around.
Well, ahoy there! I guess you see in the bulletin that the children and youth are doing the program today. Well, I want to share with you an experience that I've been having, and I want to welcome you to our program this morning. And as I share with you this... trying to tell them my testimony.
I just want to know why you dress like that.
Yeah, I usually don't come to church dressed like this, do I? Well, seems kind of funny to me, but here I am, up here. This is my fishing outfit. There's my fishing pole. I've got my fishing gear. I even have some snacks here. Yeah. So I'm ready to go fishing. Well, there's a good reason I'm dressed like this, and I'll share this with you. Now, I want you to know that Jesus is my very, very best friend. And I love him more than anything in this world. Well, this week, as I was studying the Bible, and I was in the book of Matthew, and the script, Jesus spoke to me through scripture. And he told me to go fishing. Now, I thought that was a sort of strange request, man. Because you know that Jesus knows what I'm thinking even before I say it. And he knows I do not like to fish. So, you know, these fish, they are stinky. They are slimy. Some of them even prick your hands. And if you catch a catfish, you'll have to wrestle him and get him in the mud. Well, I shared my feelings with Jesus. And I told him, you know, I don't like this fishing. You know what he told me? He says, and go fish. So I brought all of this stuff, and I've been wearing my outfit for weeks. But you know what? The funny thing is, Jesus keeps sending me to places where there's no fish, like here at the church.
Miss A, you are confused, but don't worry. I think we can help.
My name is Simon. Jesus called me to fish. At the time, I was a little angry because I hadn't even caught one fish all night. But Jesus told me to try one more time. And you know what? I had more fish than we could pull into the boat. I was amazed. I wanted Jesus to fish with me from then on and my boat from then on, but Jesus did a funny thing. Jesus said, I don't want you to fish for fish, I want you to fish for men. I was imagining what it would look like with a guy with curly hair on the end of my hook, or pulling a net full of fish out of my net instead of fish. Just didn't make any sense. But you know what? Jesus was my very best friend, and I wanted to learn more about this new catch. And I learned more about Jesus, and I learned how to become a fisherman.
This is probably what you were reading, Miss Anne. It's in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 20. Jesus was walking by the Lake of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Simon's brother Andrew. The brothers were fishermen, and they were fishing in the lake with a net. Jesus came and said, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once, Simon and Andrew left their nets and followed him. I think Jesus has called you to do the same thing. Let's learn more about this.
I may be too young to do surgery or admit a patient to the hospital, but I'm not too young to be like Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus became like a servant. That means he did lots of things for others. He didn't worry that it wasn't his job. And when I'm older and a doctor, I want to be just like that. I want to take care of those who are poor and unable to take care of themselves. Jesus is teaching me how to be humble and see how to make others comfortable and happy first. Jesus is my very best friend, and I want to be just like him.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8 says, Jesus was born to be a man. He humbled himself and was fully obedient to God.
Jesus and I have something in common. Do you know what that is? We both want to grow up and be like our fathers. My dad is the best construction worker in the whole world, and I'm going to be just like him when I grow up. And you know what else? My dad knows Jesus. In fact, Jesus is his very best friend. Every night we have worship and we learn more about the kind of person Jesus was when he lived here. He was respectful of others and he stood up for what was right. There is a story where he makes people leave the church building because they weren't keeping it holy. They were more worried about getting money from cheating than they were in being honest or respectful of God's house. I'm glad Jason and I have something alike. I want to be just like my dad. I want Jesus to be my best friend too.
Now, brothers and sisters, we ask you to respect those people who work hard with you, who lead you in the Lord and teach you. Respect them with a very special love because of the work they do with you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13.
When I grow up, I want to be like Jesus, so I'm going to be a teacher.
Did you know that God is your daddy just like he is Jesus' dad? In fact, Jesus said, "My true brothers and sisters and mother are those who do the things that my Father in heaven wants." Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. So if you want to be like Jesus, you are a true child of God.
Wow, I am a child of God and Jesus is my brother? I want to be just like him. Jesus was a teacher and people would ask Jesus questions because they wanted to know what God was like. Some of them asked questions because they wanted to catch him saying something wrong. Jesus is still teaching people now. We read the Bible and see what he and his followers have to say, and it teaches us how to live, how to be like Jesus.
In your lives, you must think and act like Christ Jesus. Christ himself was like God in everything. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6.
Whoosh. Thank you, children. That's a lot to think about. So Jesus doesn't want me to be a fisherman after all.
Not a fisherman who fishes for fish.
What he really wants then is for me to be like him?
That's right.
I know the Bible is full of stories and writings about Jesus. It talks about how kind and loving and compassionate he was. Even as a child, Jesus was honest, respectful, loyal, and a true friend. He was led by the Holy Spirit, and he spent many, many mornings talking to God through prayer. These are the things that he wants to do in me?
Yes, Miss Ann, that's correct. And you know what? He wants to do these things in me too.
It's true. I don't have to wait until I'm older to care for others.
And I don't have to wait until I'm older to honor and respect others and stand for things that are right.
And I can begin teaching others today about Jesus and his love.
None of you will have to wait until you're old people to become a fisherman. All you have to do is spend more time learning about Jesus. And when that happens, people will want to know more about Jesus. They will see Jesus in you.
I want to be like Jesus.
And they said a little child would lead them to Jesus.